This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization should soon get results from clinical trials it is conducting of drugs that might be effective in treating COVID-19 patients. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday, the organization expects results from its solidarity drug trials within the next few weeks. Mike Ryan, the head of the WHO's emergencies program, said it would not be wise to predict when a vaccine could be ready against COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus that has killed more than 500,000 people.
No vaccine is far enough advanced to be able to predict whether or not there will be a clinical signal of efficacy. Some of the results of early tests are hopeful.
WHO officials also defended their response to the virus that emerged in China last year, saying they had been driven by the science as the pandemic developed. Several groups led by Native American activists protested in South Dakota Friday evening as U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania visited the state for an Independence Day celebration at Mount Rushmore. More than 100 protesters, many Lakota, lined the road leading from Keystone to the monument, holding signs and playing music in the heat. One of them was Cabrilla.
This is our land. And we do not support that. We do not support racism. We do not support rapists. We want them out of our land. And we want our land back.
Leaders of Native American tribes in the region have raised concerns the event could lead to virus outbreaks amongst their members, who they say are particularly vulnerable to COVID-19 because of an underfunded health care system and chronic health conditions.